Military veteran, paratrooper Eliseo Villanueva tells us, "I can say that golf has been a lifesaver for me, a unique basis for physical and mental recovery from my injuries." Injuries and PTSD have challenged Eliseo, but finding golf gave him that renewed sense of confidence and focus, and now he always recommends the game to others who need a lift in life themselves. So let's enjoy hearing Eliseo's story in this latest Edgar podcast. Being a paratrooper, Eliseo Villanueva was more equipped than many to handle adversity, the US Army veteran explains to us. In a recent interview, Eliseo says, "In the airborne community, we say, adapt and overcome, and continue on with your mission." Well practiced in taking the ultimate leap of faith, Eliseo has made 120 parachute jumps out of aircraft for his country. A severe injury to his dominant left arm on the training ground in 1993 was a potential long-term blow. The then 26-year-old thrived on the pressure of serving his country as a member of the 82nd Airborne Division, known by many as America's Guard of Honor. A surgeon operated to try to reattach the radial head in the elbow, but a year later this had still not healed correctly and had to be removed. But Eliseo was a tough individual, a veteran of numerous journeys into military combat zones, including tours in Panama, Iraq and Afghanistan. He knew he would find a way to adapt. No more of his beloved basketball, perhaps, with the arm the way it was, but Eliseo insisted on maintaining an active role in combat to support his colleagues. Physically speaking, Eliseo, or Ellie to his friends, could still punch above his weight. Mentally, things would later change. Eliseo tells us, "My injury did limit my abilities to perform certain activities and tasks, and it took me a while to finally accept it. Having done this, I tried to live my life as normally as possible. I resumed all activities as a soldier, including airborne operations and combat deployments. I did not complain nor make excuses for my injury. For me, it became the new normal. I just did things a little differently from before. I can also say that the phrase, adapt and overcome, has become a big part of how I live my life today." Eliseo is now 57 and married to wife Jubilee. They have sons Christian and Andrew, and they live at Fort Liberty, formerly Fort Bragg, in North Carolina. "The present is good," they say, "the past more challenging." A darker legacy around Eliseo's feeling of duty in serving on the front line came when he and a number of his fellow paratroopers developed post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. For this thoughtful, family-orientated man, developing PTSD came not through one specific incident, he tells us, but was a case of a combination of many different dangerous operations. "For a long period, life was no longer lived with the confidence born out of training and operational service alongside close comrades. Something was needed to help him cope with feelings of anxiety, and Eliseo will reveal that taking up golf as a 36-year-old became a game-changer." Eliseo says, "I can say that golf has been a lifesaver for me, a unique basis for physical and mental recovery from my injuries during my time in the Army." Before golf, Eliseo had always loved the basketball court. He couldn't move the basketball well with his injured arm, but he would find a way to control the golf ball with a genuine skill to play eventually off a 1.4 golf handicap. Eliseo writes, "Today, golf is a form of therapy for me. I love the competitiveness, the challenge and camaraderie. It has also provided many opportunities to meet different people and opened many doors for me as well. Golf has been a big part of how I deal with post-traumatic stress. It's a great de-stressing activity. It calms me down. It makes me focus. It drives me to get better, and it has enhanced my life in so many ways." Alessio is a serious golfer in terms of his skill level, a competitive player in high-level amateur tournaments, including in G4D, Golf of the Disabled, recently qualifying for selection by the World Ranking for Golfers with Disability, to play for Team USA in the G4D Tour Betfred British Masters in August at the Belfry in England's West Midlands. Having mentioned his tournament golf, Alessio revealed when we were talking to him recently that just earlier that same day he had shot a 75 and missed the playoff by just 2 shots for a spot in the US Senior Amateur Championship. That is accomplished scoring by any measure. Alessio looked back on this round with a smile. He says, "I was happy and very proud with my score. The course was set up at 6,756 yards and played even longer with the amount of rain that we had. I competed in the field of 69 with some of the best senior amateur golfers out there, and to finish tied for ninth overall and as the only adaptive golfer in the field, this was a huge accomplishment for me, I think." Grit, determination, these seem to be part of what makes Alessio tick. Where does that come from, we ask, if not from his army days, of course? He tells us he was born in a small town near the city of Valencia in the Bukidnon region of the Philippines. His family's later migration to Hawaii and the island of Coya in 1980, when Alessio was 13, is a remarkable testament to a man's determination and vision. That vision came from Alessio's father, Corazon de Jesus Villanueva, who travelled to Hawaii alone at first to provide for his wife and 5 children. He became a US citizen and eventually petitioned for the rest of the family to join him, 2 at a time. Alessio explains, "It took a long time. My 2 oldest brothers first, then my other elder brother and me, and finally my mother and sister. A process that took almost 20 years for all of my immediate family to be together again. My father worked for a sugar cane plantation, and we lived in one of multiple plantation houses in the middle of the sugar cane field in various locations. Was it hard? I didn't think so growing up. We made do with what we had. We had vegetable gardens, went along with my dad fishing, and did what we had to do to help with anything and everything. It reminded me of growing up in the Philippines, where I remember going out fishing with very limited equipment. We used bamboo as poles and jigged for frogs after a good rain. I worked some in the backyard vegetable garden just so I could help my mum and have something to prepare for a meal. I also remember my late mother and I at a very young age going out to work at a neighbour's cornfield from sun up to sundown for 10 pesos for the whole day, the equivalent of less than $1.70. After graduating from high school in 1985, Alessio had chosen to enlist in the US Army soon after. He worked through jump school, as it's called, learning to parachute, and then served in logistics for the 82nd Airborne at the front line. Training took him to different US bases before making Fort Liberty in North Carolina his real home with Juvelie and the kids, and today he plays most of his golf at Fort Liberty Family and MWR's 2 courses. Back in the day, he was deployed for combat first in Panama, then served multiple combat tours to Iraq and Afghanistan. Alessio writes, "I spent my last 11 years of active duty in a special missions unit within the United States Army Special Operations Command. There was always a great camaraderie between us, whether we were doing training, airborne operations, or in combat." After retiring from active service after 22 years, Alessio continued to serve the US Army for another 16 years as an Army civilian, and again retired at the end of March 2024. During this transition period, golf started to become a central passion and more important to him. He explains, "I learned how to play golf with my injured elbow around 2003. 2 family friends who were also in the military kept asking me to go play with them for a long while. Then finally one day, I took them up on the offer, and that was the beginning of my golfing career, if you want to call it that. Initially, I simply enjoyed the fun of playing with my friends, and then my competitive nature drove me to try and get better. After I would get off duty, I would go to one of the three nearby golf courses and practice on the driving range and putting area before I headed home. I didn't know it then, but golf was actually becoming a form of therapy, and it was helping me to decrease my stress levels at the same time. With this in mind, Alessio doesn't pause for a second in recommending golf to others who may be seeking similar health and well-being benefits. He says, "I would say give golf a try. Just like me, it took me a while to finally give it a go, and I am very grateful to my friends to this day." And of course, golf is a wonderful way of making new friends. Alessio is happy to combine his key amateur events with testing himself in G4D, or adaptive golf as it is known in the US. One of his highlights has been to qualify for three successive USGA US Adaptive Opens. He writes to us, "This has been so awesome. I would never have expected an opportunity to play in a USGA championship, so this has been a dream come true for sure." Other feathers in his cap include being men's overall winner of the 2022 USDGA Championship and the inaugural Florida Adaptive Open in 2023. Alessio said he was proud to represent his country on the G4D Tour at the Belfry back in August, with his wife Juvelie travelling with him to the UK as his caddy and all their friends from his club and Fort Liberty cheering him on. He writes, "I would like to take a moment to thank Edgar, the G4D Tour, and the DP World Tour for providing opportunities like this to the adaptive golfers from around the world. I am very grateful and very thankful that I got this chance, not only for myself, but also for being able to represent my country." And Alessio added the Belfry to the list of the great courses he has played, including Pinehurst No. 2, where Payne Stewart won the US Open in 1999, Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Golf Club, Royal Lytham and St Anne's, the venue of many Open Championships, and Shinnecock Hills Golf Club, which has hosted five US Opens. But Alessio still relishes sociable golf with his friends, and his quick sense of humour makes him a popular figure, but not one to bet against too hastily. When we push him on this, he explains to us, "I would say my golf strengths are my short game, keeping the ball in play off the tee, being pretty consistent and somewhat accurate, and it's the perseverance and mental approach. I still have the never give up attitude I learned with my comrades. Today I play with my regular group, all veterans, and when they make a very good chip or pitch from around the greens, they will say, 'Oh, I did an Ellie,' after me. I might not react, but I do like to hear that from time to time. Encouragement from my friends for me to try golf came at a crucial time to help me with my well-being. Golf was so important. I just love to play, whether that is in the sunshine and breeze of my home course at Fort Liberty or in 40-mile winds at a famous links course like Royal Lytham and St Anne's in England. It's a game everyone should try if they can, even if you just have a chip and a putt to start, because it can make you feel good about life and its possibilities." So Alessio now looks forward to doing more Ellies, those wonder shots from around the green, playing with his great friends and finding peace on the golf course, wherever he is playing in the world. The quiet of a golf course, the absorbing focus of play, for Ellie, like so many others before and in the future, the mental and physical benefits of this are simply priceless. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.